It is 11-11-11, 11th day, 11th month, and the 11th hour. I'm Dick Hand, commander of Auk Bay Post 25, American Legion. We gather today to officially observe the national holiday proclaimed as Veterans Day. We'd like to thank the governor and first lady for being here, and I welcome all of you who have chosen to join us. To call to order, I'd like to start with our chaplain, Kirk Thorsenson.
Good morning. Welcome. Let us pray. Almighty God, we and our ways are imperfect, and you and your ways are perfect. We invite your presence with us as we remember, celebrate, and honor the service of all men and women veterans of this great nation's armed forces. We ask your continued protection, provision, and comfort on both those currently in harm's way and their family members and friends who await their safe return. Let us take a moment of silence for those missing in action and those still held as prisoners of war. Brothers and sisters, you are not forgotten. For those who did not receive it, may today be the day they hear. Thank you for your service. Well done, and welcome home. Gracious God, please continue to raise up brave men and women who possess a value of selfless service to answer our country's call, to join this honorable profession in order to protect and promote freedom and our way of life. We give you thanks that our government has chosen to set this day aside each year in remembrance, that there are programs and organizations established to help veterans and their families reintegrate, transition, and heal. Bless our sacrifices and our losses. Lord, heal our minds, bodies, and spirits. Help us to move through the stages of grief. Help us to forgive and reconcile. Help us to live our military values each day. Help us to choose respectful behavior and stop tragedies such as domestic violence, sexual assault, abuse, harassment, and suicide in our communities. Bless the family members, friends, strangers, civilian and government employees, and those in labor and industry who provided us what we needed to succeed. Bless those who are thankful for our service. Let all veterans earn the public's respect by continuing to set a high standard of excellence in our family, employment, and community involvement. Heavenly Father, be with and bless our president, governor, military leadership, and politicians. Grant them wisdom and give them guidance to make the hard decisions necessary to protect liberty, ensure our national security, and implement pro-veteran laws. Master of the universe, we pray for peace among enemies, and we pray for peace with you. Lord, we ask your continued blessing on America and our great state of Alaska. Strengthen our desire to conform to your image and rely on you in all situations. Help us to be better Americans, Alaskans, and adherents to our various faiths and worldviews. Eternal God, may this ceremony and solemn observance be pleasing and honoring to you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Kurt. U.S. Coast Guard Color Guard, will you present colors, please? Join me in the National Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two. If you'll kindly remain standing, we have Kathleen Wayne will be doing the solo this morning, followed by accompanist J. Allen McKinnon. Please be seated. Thank you, Kathleen. I'd like to acknowledge some guests we have here this morning with us. Is past commander, DAV Post 4, Howard Colbert. We have Taku Post 5559, VFW Post Commander, Dan McCrumman. American Legion VFW Chaplain, Kirk Thorsenson. We have Alaska Native Veteran, Harvey Martin. Military Order of the Purple Heart, Tim Armstrong. And then we have our guest speaker this morning with us, Governor Sean Parnell. Before we get to the governor, what I'd like to do is ask Tim Armstrong to come forward. We have a brief announcement from the veteran, from the Veterans Affairs Secretary, in Eric Shinseki. Shinseki, I believe.
Thank you, Commander. I have a message from the Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the immediate release. Throughout our history, Americans have braced and aspired to live up to our great national declaration, quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, and that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Since 1776, Americans have been called upon to safeguard these principles through their service in uniform. Each year, Veterans Day is set aside for us to pause and reflect, to recall and to recognize, and to honor and celebrate the service and sacrifices of those who, for 237 years, have shouldered the immense responsibility of defending our freedom. Through these annual observances, we also rededicate ourselves to fulfilling President Abraham Lincoln's charge to all Americans to care for those who shall have borne the battle and for their families. Today, less than 1% of our population bears the responsibility of our national defense. And just over 7% of all Americans living today have worn our nation's uniforms. Our department is dedicated to serving veterans of every generation with commitment, respect, and advocacy equal to their service and sacrifice. This is our noble mission, and we consider it a sacred duty. As we mend bodies and spirits, deliver life-enhancing and life-saving benefits, and provide honored final resting places, let us take pride in our nation's willingness to fulfill its obligation for services already rendered, down payments already made, and wellness already sacrificed by veterans to whom we owe so much. They should never be made to feel that their service is not appreciated or that our memory of the costs they have borne is fleeting. Our gratitude should not be expressed only one day a year, but stand as an abiding commitment every day of the year. In that way, veterans, their families, and our survivors will never have to question the readiness of this large and powerful country to meet their need to live productive lives with respect and dignity. There will never be enough we can do, but for those of us who have given so much personal treasure for the rest of us, and having them worry about their safety and security is something negotiable, denies them the respect and dignity they earned. We must do this right and well for those future generations of Americans who deserve to have their Constitution protected and their freedoms preserved. On this Veterans Day, 2013, the Department of Veterans Affairs honors the service and sacrifice of the men and women who serve today at duty stations around the globe, and those who have served in years past with the same unwavering commitment to protect all that we hold dear. On behalf of the American people, it is our privilege today and every day to help the nation demonstrate its debt of gratitude to those who have so willingly fulfilled citizenship's highest calling. And this was from the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Eric K. Shinseki. In keeping, ladies and gentlemen, with our mission of advising and helping veterans and their families, I wanted to announce that on December the 11th and December the 12th, at the local job center here in Juneau, there will be a Disabled American Veterans Service Officer who will be serving any and all who wish to obtain any information, advice, or services from the veteran service officers. All of the organizations have service officers which rotate throughout the state on an annual basis. And between the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Disabled American Veterans, American Legion, and the Military Order of the Purple Heart, these veteran service officers are here to answer your questions. You don't have to make arrangements or commitments in advance. Just show up, and there will be public service announcements around. So anybody that has a problem or a question, this is the time to take advantage of it when you know that there is a veteran service officer in town. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. I'm really glad that Tim explained what the service officer's duties are. A lot of people don't understand that, especially younger veterans getting out, that once they become to a point where they need help with the VA and that sort of thing, most of them kind of meet a little bit of a head-on with paperwork and this sort of thing. So our service officer that'll be down, I think it's Kim Keller? Okay, he'll be in town. He can help with this so that if anybody's having problems with that paperwork, that sort of thing, they can take advantage of his services. And same thing, we do have service officers here in town with our organizations so that if anybody does need help the rest of the year, it's available. So no cost involved in it. We can help get you through the hurdles. So that's one of the things we do. Okay, I'd like to, at this point, introduce our governor, Sean Parnell. Thank you.
Good morning. It really is a day to remember and to honor and to give thanks. And as I thought about the veterans in my life and those that I have never known but who went before, I remember their high price that they paid. I remember their willing service. And I want to name them. Robert and Patrick, two of the most influential men in my life. And I'd like you to name the veterans in your life, whether they're sitting in this room or whether they are not with us today. So who will shout out a name? Who will remember? Say it again. Our fathers, our mothers, our grandfathers, our husbands, wives, sisters, and brothers, we remember you. Whether you're with us today or whether you're not, we remember you. And we honor you. We honor you, but think about the word honor for a moment. It's a noun. In one way, we use it. Our veterans are a source of honor, a source of distinction for us. But we're here today to use the word honor as a verb and to give honor to those of you who have served and lived beyond yourselves for us. We're here to give thanks, to say thank you because you and many before you as patriots understand that our freedom is not free, and you have paid a high price for it. Our families have paid a high price for it. And so we give thanks for you. And so if you're here today and you have worn the uniform of this great country, would you please stand and allow your fellow Juneau residents to give you thanks for your time and service? Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. And I really am here as governor on behalf of a grateful state to say thank you. We're here to remember and we're here to honor. Alaska is known and always will be known as a place that honors our veterans. With 77,000 out of about 400, out of about another 700,000 in our state, we are a place where veterans live, work, and die. And we are grateful for you calling Alaska home. And may Alaska ever be a place that remembers and honors and gives thanks for our veterans. May that ever be. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. Nice words. Great. Since our gifted soloist did such a terrific job with our national anthem, would you be so kind as to render us another number?
Sure.
Thank you.
This is God Bless America.
Thank you. That was wonderful. We have a couple of acknowledgments we'd like to make as a post to a couple of volunteers from the community. And I have some certificates I'd like to hand to them and explain a little bit about them. So if Sean Girkson or Dr. Richard Welling or their representatives might be available. if you could step up here with us, please. This is kind of a last-minute thing almost. I think we surprised Sean a little bit, maybe. I hope so. So, but what the certificate of participation is to Sean Gerkson is awarded this certificate of in appreciation of and recognition for active participation and volunteer efforts to upgrade and maintain Post 25. That's our post home at 12 and a half mile out in Ock Bay. And what this entails, and I'm just going to hand this to you, so if you want to show it out there, that'd be great. But what this entails is Sean, for the last number of years, has voluntarily come out there and actually pushed snow out of our parking lot. And that's just been one of the main details that goes on. But this last year, he wanted to show off his new backhoe, and we happened to have a donation of a new flagpole that came from the Ock Bay Elementary School. It needed to be buried out there so that we'd have it actually vertical. And he came out, dug the hole for us, got the thing set in, so we now have a new flagpole out there, which had been badly needed. So it just in appreciation for all your help and services, Sean, we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, I know for a fact, as probably a lot of you do, this is not Dr. Richard Welling. This is actually Dick Winchell. He's a member of our post, and he's standing in for Richard, who is not available in town this week. But I would like to read this. Is awarded this certificate in appreciation of and recognition for active participation in volunteering to organize workers to assist in upgrading and rebuilding Post 25. And Dick, if you'd make sure that Richard gets that when he gets back. And what this is that I think it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, was it? Time flies when you're having fun. But what happened is Richard was able to get a group of people from his church and started volunteering to help us out there. And this is just solely a grassroots function on their part. They found that we need a little help out there, and it was anything from digging a ditch to running an electrical line out to our sign so we have lights out there to it, to actually crawling under the building with some of us and actually putting new foundation in underneath our building where they had rotted piling. So these people were right in there in the thick with us, and they just don't give up. They're really great volunteers to have, and we just want to recognize this. Dick, thank you. I have a few remarks I'd like to make, if I might, and one is, I think Tim covered earlier about, I'll reiterate, the DAV officer, service officer, will be in town, and he'll be available, no reservations necessary to see him. And then we have a American Legion meeting tomorrow night, 7 p.m., anybody would like to come out and participate, we'd love to have you. Work party at the American Legion Hall, which where these volunteers have been helpful to us, is we have on this Saturday at 10 a.m. we'll be doing that. Then I want to make a mention that the Native Americans are doing a program at Paradovich Hall over here today. So wanted to make mention that to that. And then I received a note from Randy Wanamaker that he's also a member of our post as well as being a CBJ representative. But he's unable to make it today to our program because he's back in New Jersey. We have a proclamation that was signed by the mayor that is being presented by him in 2 days for the USS Juno Memorial that's being built back in New Jersey. So this is a new memorial that's being done. And so he's in absence today because he's there. And then I want to make mention is at most of these events, we have people that are interested in finding out how to get membership with our organizations. And on the way back out the door at the rear, we have John Cooper. He's our second vice chair for commander, and he has membership forms available for American Legion that we have on hand there. So at this point, I'd like to ask our chaplain, Kirk Thorsensen, if you'd step up for us, Ken.
Before we depart this gathering, please receive this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. May you be joined together in the common goal of true comradeship and participate in making this community a better one in which to live. May God's blessing be with all of you. May God bless and protect America. And in God we can trust. God bless you.
Thank you, Kurt. Color guard, please retire colors. Thanks each and every one of you for being here today, for not forgetting the purpose of Veterans Day and showing your participation and support for our country's finest. This observation is now concluded. Thanks for all participating.
Where else would I be today?
I know.
Always good to have you here, my friend.